Hey, do you wanna sit next to me? Cause you kind of look like you need to sit down. What I mean by that is that you look really tired and really grumpy, and you look like you need to hit the spa. Yeah. Technically, my finals aren't until next week, so I am giving myself until Wednesday before I start studying, because that's my course load has been relatively light, and I feel like I can do this. So, when's your next final? Friday. Okay, and let me guess, you've been at the library, or you've been studying somewhere, at Starbucks. You've been studying for a while. So specific, a while. You look like you need this. Sorry. Yeah, I've already started smoking, and you can tell because my voice is low. It's not a thing I do intentionally when I smoke. This happens. At least I think in the beginning, because the more I talk, the it still sounds raspy, but it's not as deep, as calm, as cool, as collected. Okay, you should hit this spot. Do you want to hit this spot? It's the first, yeah, you get greens, yeah, because I'm nice. Okay, yeah, her name is, oh fuck, because there's a trio. I'll give me a second and I will hand this to you. Okay. So I have a vaporizer that I named Gaia, but I renamed it. And my one hitter. Okay, so it's my vape, it's my one hitter, and it's my bong. And my one hitter is called, I wanna say, I wanna say strength. And I know that's right. Leave it alone. And my vape is called, it's either hope or courage. It's one of those two. And this little guy, or I should say little girl, or who cares, because it's a piece of glass. Let's not, I should not impose upon its non-sentience heteronormative guidelines, you know? That just seems rude. My bong's name is, I want to say it's hope, and my vape is courage. That's what I want to say. That sounds right. But yeah, here you go. Yeah, I like the slider. Here. Take your time. Jesus Christ. And breathe out. Here, hold on. Yeah, don't want to drop anything. Okay. Drink some water. Yeah, I know. It is little. See, I'm trying real hard not to be. Trying real hard not to be heteronormative with my bong. I am inclusive as fuck. Anyways, it is small, but packs a punch. You ever take a hit and you're like, this is a mistake, you already feel it being a mistake? that wasn't it, but for a second I was like, I see God. He has seen all of my sins. I was regretting every life choice that had left me after that. But it didn't. It wasn't that bad. Yeah, I'm sorry that that the water tastes a little bit like tea. Because I was drinking tea before you got here, and I was like, tea, water is the same fucking shit. It's not the same fucking shit. But anyways, I just like barely rinsed it, and then I put water in it, because it's the same goddamn thing. I mean, as long as you don't put honey in your cup or whatever, It's fine, honestly. That's what I think. But I don't know. I don't know if that seems very hygienic to you. But I mean, it's fucking. It's. I mean, I love tea, so it hurts me to say this phrase. It's leaf water. And you just put regular water in it afterwards. It's like, oh, but my point is, I'm sorry that you are drinking lightly. You're drinking tea. You're drinking water that tastes like tea, not tea that tastes like water. It's a very nice mug, it's a San Francisco mug. My family and I fight over it constantly. It's my year's turn with the mug. We fucking we shift this thing back and forth. Yeah, we really love this goddamn mug. I have a very extensive mug collection, as you know. But it's not very extensive. I have like I have three and three. Okay, no, four. Four that are totally and completely mine outright. You are looking very relaxed. Or if not looking, you are feeling very relaxed right now. As in, I can feel your relaxedness just coming off you in waves. Sound stoned? I'm not, not yet. Okay. I can admit to the fact that I might be lightly. I'm not even like lightly toasted. I'm like that marshmallow by the fire, okay? I'm not a crispy little marshmallow, not yet. Ooh, that's another euphemism. I really like, I really like, high euphemisms, weed high euphemisms. Like getting, was it baked like a cake? I like saying I'm a toasty little marshmallow a lot. I feel like crispy should be a euphemism. Crispy is like the ultimate, I think. No? No, I feel like that should be baked like a cake. Baked like a cake to perfection. Okay, yeah. I like that one. For like peak high. Blazed, stoned, faded. Oh. Euphemisms are dope. The English language is dope. You know something? You look like you still have school on your mind. Yeah, you feel like you have school still on your mind. So what I'm gonna do is I am going to tell you about school, but for me, so you don't have to focus, because clearly your mind is gonna keep going back to school. But if we figure, if we talk about school that isn't yours, maybe you won't. No, I don't think that's gonna work. Okay, I'm not gonna tell you anything academic, but I'm gonna tell you about my favorite place on campus. Can you guess where it is? I think it's really, really obvious. No, it's not the hidden spot. 'Cause every campus has a hidden spot. Yeah, but you know you. I feel like once you find the hidden spot, like that's pretty much it. Like that campus has become your home. If you have spots, the campus is your home. So, no, it's not my hidden spot. You haven't seen it, and I will not show it to you. It is mine. Maybe at the end of the semester. It's coming up, so we'll see. It's the library. I really, really love that library. And it's modern, which is, I guess it's okay for a library. It has big windows everywhere. It is huge. There's a good chunk of the library is dedicated to like quiet study space. That's awesome. I call them the little cubicles. It's four desks back to back, and they all have like blinds on the side. Blind, is that what I'm thinking of? partitions. I don't know, but they've got wood. Anyways, I call them the cubicles, and they have like a little like lamp on the inside, and outlets for, you know, for your chargers and stuff. And my favorite one is in the very, I guess, yeah, the very back left corner. I don't have a window. I can't see anything out of it. I do have a window, they're giant, but I can't see anything out of it. And the far left, I always think it's like the quietest corner. I'm always really happy when no one's there. I mean, I've used the other cubicles too, but I'm just like, it's not the same. That used to be my favorite spot, like my go-to spot. And then one day the library was packed, and I end up wandering, looking for a new study spot, and there's just this table, this empty table. And it turns out that there's another one, like you can see it, if you get it, it's between stacks. Anyways, and it's under the skylight. And my favorite seat is, it's that, yeah, it is also the top left, top left seat, because it's two tables of four, but smooshed together. So it looks like one big table. Or it actually might be one big table, and I've just never noticed. I don't, yeah, my surroundings are not that great. That used to be my sick, that's my, that was like my spot. And then I went to the tables that are about, like, just on the other side of the stacks. Like, if you got up and you looked, you could see the other table, but, you know, between the stacks. And there is like super quiet, which is weird because, like, the circulation desk is like right there, and so is the reference desk, but it's like really quiet. And it's also under a skylight. And it just makes me so happy. It's not my like favorite reading spot. I think my favorite reading spot would have to be outside. Yeah. I'm like taking you on a campus tour now. So it's, so you're gonna walk out of the library, and there's gonna be, you're gonna go down one path, but there's also like, it branches off into like smaller paths. So the one straight is gonna lead you to the student store and the cafeteria. Is that, is that, that's not, that's so weird. It's been years since I got out of high school, and I still think of eating places and cafeterias. That's where the dining hall is. Okay. So weird. Fucking dining halls are so much nicer too. Anyways, dining hall's right there. And before that, it's like weirdly woody. There's trees. They're not very big trees. They're young, but they're sturdy. I think they're like juveniles. They feel like they're juveniles. But they might not be. That school's been there a while. Since the like 20s, I think. And there's these little benches underneath the trees, the shade of the trees. One of them is not, and it kind of sucks. It's kind of like the worst bench, and I don't like it. But I read a book under, these are benches on two sides of, on both sides of the little path. It's actually three. It's two on one side and one on the other side. Anyway, so there's one that is directly underneath the tree, and and you have to be careful where you sit because birds have a tendency to make it their hangout spot too. So like one side of the bench could have like bird poop and the other side doesn't. It's weird. But the bench I'm talking about is across the way, who has a tree that's not got that many birds. I don't know. I don't know how, why. And it's really, it's almost, it's always really nice and pleasant and cool and shady under that bench. I once spent 3 hours there. It was a pretty hot day. I once spent 3 hours there. My fucking giant ass water bottle. This is important to hydrate on campus, okay? I drink a lot of water a day. I don't even know how many ounces. I should count one day. I sat up there with my giant ass thing of water, and I parked my ass down, and I read for 3 hours. It's an amazing 3 hours. You know something? I love Kindles. I know that there's like a paper versus, you know, plastic debate. Or I guess it wouldn't be paper or plastic. That sounds like you're talking about shopping bags. Like the feel of like a versus the Kindle. And I just want to say, as somebody that has to carry a bunch of shit around, I like the Kindle. I like that I can put like a bajillion things on it and it still weighs the same. I'm gonna take that picture. I think it's like of Bill Gates sitting on like a bunch of paper, like a stack of paper, and then holding a CD-ROM. That was like the most extra advertisement of all time. Can we just admit that? Like, it's not even the most, which just cracks me up now. I'm thinking of fucking 90s advertising. Advertising is so fucking weird. I can never get into Mad Men for that. I don't know why. I loved Jon Hamm. I think I can't. I don't think I can hype. I can handle. I cannot handle that kind of drama. It took me forever. I watched Breaking Bad, but it took me forever to get through it. And because my brother is obsessed with Breaking Bad, I have seen it like 10 times all the way through. And that's probably on the low end. He has seen it, I know, at least 50 times. You know how you end up like cycling through a show and just putting it in the background when you're doing stuff and you don't really pay attention? It's just something to have on TV while you like fuck around on your phone. I was Breaking Bad for a bit. But my point is, oh god, you see, I had like 9 different. Oh, I was talking about Kindles. I was talking about books. Okay, tour. And yeah, and then there's another path across the way. It's not that far. Like, it's okay. It's a little far. And like on the other side of the hill, and there are also benches there, under some very nice trees that don't get shat on, thank God. Okay, so or I should say the second bench, the second bench from the first tree is like my Monday, Wednesday reading spot, because I get out later in the day. And my Tuesday, Thursday is I always try to sit down at this bench before class, because I have class at 8 a.m. because I hate myself. And I sit, I listen to my music, I enjoy my coffee. I like these benches because they're like a little elevated, and I can swing my legs back and forth like a little kid. And it's the cutest. It makes me feel so like, I don't know, it makes me feel small. It's cute. It makes me really happy, and I just kind of like swing my legs back and forth. It does get some foot traffic though, so it's kind of like, what the fuck is this 22-year-old bitch doing, just swinging her legs back and forth, humming to nothing. I have headphones so people can see, but sometimes I have earbuds, and I'm like, these people think I'm crazy, don't I? Who cares? I am having fun, and that's my morning spot. It's covered by a pretty young tree, I think. It's not, I don't think it's anything more than like 15 years old, if that. It might be more. I feel like it's 15, if anything, but it's don't know what kind of tree it is. And usually when I get there and the sun isn't out, I have to get to campus like early to crows. I'm glad that the sun has started coming up earlier though, because I was tired of walking to the bus stop in the dark, let me tell you. Yeah, so the sun isn't like super super out, like He's like it's been out, but only for like an hour, you know? I like sitting there in the mornings because if it's a little chilly out, because it's underneath the because it's underneath the tree, like the shade is a little cooler. And like there's buildings, I want to say it's like a few meters away. The school is weird, and the shade from the buildings blocks it, so it's like triply cool there. And like sitting there, and then like drinking my tea or my coffee, and I just kind of like enjoy the sun coming up and just come to myself on those benches Tuesdays and Thursdays, my favorite chill mornings. The little things that make your day, you know. I recently got a bunch of tea from the bestest person ever, or the bestest friends ever, and that's made my fucking year. You need to find little things that make you happy, that you can, I don't know, it's I'm like obsessed with being happy. That sounds weird, but hear me out. After being sad for so long, it's kind of like happiness is, I don't know, happiness is like, it's like breathing. Like, you're alive, you should be happy. I don't know, it's just like a million different things. Even on bad days, and it's weird. I'm just like, something's gonna happen. Something bad's gonna happen, and you're not gonna handle it well, and it's not gonna be good. Yeah. Happy. I like being happy. That's really weird. I can see it in your face that you're trying not to laugh. I know it's weird. I'm sleepy. Sleepy, not sleepy. Sleepy is like, I don't know how I'm even talking to you. But I do think that I want to lay down. And I would like to cuddle. If you're not too stressed or tired or grumpy for that. No. You're not too grumpy. Oh, thank God. Yeah. Well, you're stressed, and I don't want to ask for anything if it's, you know, if it's, why would cuddling be a burden? Okay, it's not a burden. I don't know, because it's weird asking for things. Well, it's weird asking when you're stressed. I know it doesn't make sense, buddy. You've been dating me. I don't know what to tell you here, buddy. Okay, we're gonna cuddle. Yeah, that's right. Don't make fun of me. I get cold easy. I have 3 blankets. A comforter. I have a fluffy type blanket, and I have another fluffy blanket, and then I have a little throw. Is that what they are? A throw blanket? Yeah. So does the dog, but his are on the bottom of my bed. Like right beneath my pillow, not right beneath my pillow, like to the side of my bed, I should say. Just in case, sometimes he likes to sleep on a nest down there. He's a little weirdo. Here. You take. Because you don't need 3 blankets if you're cuddling someone. Okay, I'll take the comforter. And we'll take the throw. Okay. You smell good. Like, really, really good. Yeah. Like, super, super good. Okay. Just a little bit, and I'm gonna tell you a bunch of silly things that are gonna lull you into the best Oh, I love it.